My name is Robert E. Miller. I want to talk about my mother. She was 41 at the time when she fell. She fell alone in her house. I don't know what happened because I was only 11 when she fell. So eventually she was put into a nursing home. I didn't know what was going on. I was so young at the time. And every time I would visit her in the nursing home, she would always just sit there and cry and scream for home. She would say every single time that I just want to go home. So I got married. I brought my child for her to see for the first time. My mother touched the baby on the shoulder, and then she just kept saying, home, home. And 2 weeks later, she was gone. Her name was Hazel Huntington. I was just left. I had no communication with her growing up. Do you understand why I'm here? I'm supporting everybody. This governor doesn't understand anything of what I've witnessed looking into my mother's eyes every time I saw her at the nursing home. He doesn't understand our plight. There was nothing we could do for her. She fell when she was only 41 years old. And now that I'm older, I look back and I understand my mom's suffering. The whole story is just so sad. You think about it even now, years and years later. The government wants to announce their cuts, but yet they don't even understand anything about disabled people. They're in it for themselves. Why can't we even just get in to have them listen to us? We just want to explain our stories. Maybe then they would have some understanding of what we go through. But they're only looking at it from their own perspective. They need to hear disabled people. Just let us in. It's just a shame. Absolute shame. I have to sit here and block people in order for them to pay attention, and the police are behind the governor the whole time. I have no recourse. We sit here away from him, and he won't come to us with just a simple wall dividing us, and we pay taxes all the time. I used to work at IBM, and they won't let deaf people drive, and I lost my job because of that. And what have I paid taxes for all these years? I'm a deaf individual. Nobody's even listening to us. What do I pay taxes for? We're not saying that we aren't willing to take cuts. We're just saying, let it be balanced. Don't give all the tax breaks to other people and not us. If it goes to jail, then I will be arrested. I will do that. Because he announced to everybody in the newspaper all of these cuts and won't even listen to our story. He's afraid to face us. Do not hurt disabled people. Stop it.